Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. Today we're joined by Jack Haley of Government Action and Communications Institute, who staffs and coordinates the group. Jack, the mission and principles are at the heart of the collaborative. What is their mission?
Thank you, Laurel. The collaborative is comprised of nearly 40 statewide senior, disability, provider, and labor organizations that have come together around the common purpose of creating a high-performing system of long-term services and supports. The collaborative advocates for the dignity, health, and independence of Californians, regardless of age, who experience disabilities, functional limitations, or chronic conditions, and who use these long-term services and supports. We believe that California needs a system of high-quality, cost-effective services and supports that strengthen the person, his or her family, caregivers, circles of support, and the community at large. That system must promote the person's well-being and social participation. It must promote economic independence, prevent impoverishment, and remove barriers to employment. And the collaborative uses several strategies, including public education and awareness, to further its mission.
And what is meant by long-term services and supports?
Well, they refer to a wide range of personal, medical, and social assistance, also financial assistance, that's needed by persons with functional limitations over an extended time. The services could be publicly or privately financed, delivered in a wide range of settings, and may change as the needs of the individual who uses the services change.
The goals of the collaborative are based on a statement of common principles. Can you tell us the agreed-upon principles of the collaborative?
Yes, and every organization in the collaborative has adopted these 10 principles. First is dignity. The services are grounded in respect for the person who uses them and driven by the preferences of that person. Second is choice. There's access to all types of services provided on an equal footing. And flexibility. The services are comprehensive and flexible enough to meet changing needs and incorporate new modes of service and supports. Then quality. Public funding and oversight that values and rewards high-quality care. There needs to be legality. The services are consistent with the legal rights of individuals who use them. Sixth is cultural competence. The services are appropriate and responsive to the needs of unserved and underserved populations. Then, accessibility. The services and information about them are easy to locate and easy to use and are physically and programmatically accessible. Eighth is affordability. The services are cost-effective for the person and the system. They're inclusive. The system recognizes and supports the crucial role of high-quality paid and unpaid caregivers, including family caregivers, and emphasizes the importance of workforce development and training. And finally, number 10, independence. The services support maximum independence, full social integration, and high quality of life.
Thank you for sharing this, Jack. If you'd like to learn more about other issues and impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.